In complex and dynamic environments, a high degree of adaptability is required. Unfortunately, organisations are often too sluggish to react quickly and effectively to changes in the environment. In the animal kingdom, we observe a considerably faster and consistent response of entire swarms to impulses. Swarms move like a unified organism. None of the animals of the same species is the leader. All animals observe their environment attentively. If a swarm animal notices a danger or a source of prey, it immediately changes its direction. This movement is a signal for all neighbouring animals, which they pick up and immediately imitate. Their neighbours in turn pick up on this change in movement and implement it as well, until the entire swarm has made the change. This rapid relaying of alarm signals is called the Trafalgar effect. Unlike humans, swarm animals are genetically born with this copying impulse. Individual animals benefit from the collective observation of all animals in the swarm because of their organisation in the swarm. The swarm is kept close together because nature has implanted in the animals that they have the highest chance of survival inside the swarm. Because here, firstly, the probability of being eaten decreases, because secondly, the probability of being able to mate and strengthen the swarm increases, and because thirdly, a swarm can deter predators more effectively than individual animals. Thus, swarm behaviour is rational and makes sense. What prevents us from implementing swarm behaviour in organisations so that all organisational members rapidly perform common movements? Behavioural scientists and organisational developers are concerned with this issue. Andreas Rehmer and Sophia Lux from the University of Bayreuth have also looked into this matter and come to interesting conclusions that can serve us as pointers for companies. Rehmer and Lux find that the success concept of swarm animals is based on cohesion and on the ability to quickly self-coordinate. They note that swarm behaviour requires unconditional trust. See also Luhmann, Niklas, Vertrauen, Ein Mechanismus der Reduktion sozialer Komplexität, Unit Taschenbuch, 1973. Social communities are initially held together by the homogeneity of their members. Durkheim E. on Social Division of Labour, 1996, page 156. As communities grow, members eventually begin to derive more value from heterogeneity and the complementarity that comes with it. Durkheim on Social Division of Labour, pages 183 and 336. Larger communities can therefore strengthen the cohesion of the members by promoting an individualisation of their members. This would give us the swarm itself. Following animal swarms, the rapid swarming behaviour of corporations can apparently be fostered by increasing mutual trust among members and by educating members as much as possible about the purpose and operation of the organisation. The adaptability of companies can apparently be significantly improved by meaningful systemic leadership and good communication. Swarm intelligence is also a valuable building block for agile working.